Chapter 7. Death on the Moor. For a second, I couldn't move. Holmes, I said. I stepped outside the hut, and there he was. He smiled, and his grey eyes danced as he looked at me. His face was brown from the sun, and he was thinner, but he looked very well. I'm very happy to see you, I said.
And you're surprised?
Well, yes, very surprised.
How did you find me, Watson? Asked Holmes.
I knew that there was someone on the moor, I said, but I didn't know that it was you.
You saw me one night, I think, said Holmes, and today you followed the boy.
Yes.
And earlier you went to see Laura Lyons. You've helped me a lot.
But why are you staying up here on the moor in this old hut? I asked.
I wanted to watch things from outside, said Holmes, and I didn't want our suspects to know that I was here.
But why didn't you tell me? Don't you trust me?
Oh, Watson, I trust you a lot. I wanted to tell you, but then I thought, if I tell Watson, he'll want to help me. He's too kind. He'll visit me, and our suspects will see him. But I have all your letters. The boy brought them to me here. Together, we're finding all the answers. What did you learn from Laura Lyons?
I told Holmes about Laura's answers to my questions, and he was very interested.
Did you know that she's very friendly with Stapleton? He asked me.
No.
They write a lot of letters, and they sometimes meet. If his wife knew...
His wife?
Yes. Beryl Stapleton is his wife, not his sister, Holmes told me.
Why does Stapleton lie about this? I asked.
He wants people to think that they aren't married, said Holmes.
So Stapleton is our suspect.
Yes.
And the letter to Sir Henry's hotel in London, did Beryl Stapleton make it and send it?
Yes.
But how do you know this, Holmes?
You wrote to me about the Stapletons and their school in the north of England. It's easy to find information about schools. The teachers at that school were a husband and wife. They had a different name, Von der Leer, but the husband was interested in butterflies. Laura Lyons thinks that Stapleton isn't married, and you've discovered that she's divorcing her husband. That's because she wants to marry Stapleton.
What will she do if she discovers that Stapleton is already married? I asked.
A good question, Watson, and it may help us. We'll go and see her tomorrow. But it's getting dark, and Sir Henry is alone at Baskerville Hall. You must get back there. Stapleton is planning a murder. We need to be ready before he...
Suddenly, a terrible scream came from across the moor. Then we heard it again, only nearer.
Where is it? Asked Holmes.
There, I think.
I pointed across the moor. We heard the scream again. It was nearer now. And then the sound of a howl.
We're too late, Watson, said Holmes. Stapleton has done it.
we ran across the moor, and at the bottom of a hill, we saw a body. It was lying with its head turned in a horrible way. "Look, Holmes," I said as we got closer. "It's Sir Henry. Those are his clothes." He ran over that rock, fell, and broke his neck, said Holmes. "But why did he come on the moor alone?" "Well, we can't help him, but we can still catch Stapleton." He looked at the body and turned the head. "What's this?" he said in surprise. Then he stood up, and suddenly he was laughing. "Look, Watson, it isn't Sir Henry. It's Selden, the murderer. Barrymore gave some old clothes to Selden," I told him. "They were Sir Henry's. These boots, the shirt, and the hat, they were all his." "Selden died because of those clothes," said Holmes. "Remember Sir Henry's boot from the hotel? Stapleton took it because he wanted the hound to learn Sir Henry's smell. And the clothes had that same smell, so the hound chased Selden." "Why did Stapleton put the hound out onto the moor?" I asked. "The hound isn't on the moor every night, so why did Stapleton think that Sir Henry was here tonight?" "Yes, that's interesting," said Holmes. "But now we must do something for this poor man." "Can you help me carry him to the hut?" I said. "Then I'll call the police."
"Yes, but wait a minute. Here comes Stapleton.
Don't say that we suspect him, or our plans will be finished." Stapleton was walking across the moor under the light of the moon. He saw us, stopped, and then came on.
"Dr. Watson," he said, "why are you out here in the night? And what's this? Is somebody hurt? Oh, no! Is it Sir Henry?"
He walked up to the body, looked down, and then looked at me with surprise in his face.
"Who's this?" he asked.
"It's Selden, the prisoner." We could see that Stapleton was not happy, but he tried not to show it.
"How did he die?" he asked.
"He fell on some rocks and broke his neck," said Holmes. "We were walking on the moor and we heard a scream."
"Yes, I heard a scream too," said Stapleton. "I came because I was worried about Sir Henry."
"Why did you think Sir Henry was on the moor?" I asked.
"I invited him to visit me, but he didn't arrive, and I was worried. And then I heard the screams." "You heard the screams too, you say? Did you hear another noise? The howl of a hound?"
"No. Why do you ask?" said Holmes.
"Oh, you know the old stories about a hound. I'm interested in them. So how did this poor man die? Did he fall?"
"He was alone on the moor for weeks," said Holmes. "He was tired, hungry and cold, and he had no hope. He went crazy, ran across the moor and fell."
"You're Sherlock Holmes, I think," said Stapleton. "Will you stay in Devon for long?"
Holmes smiled. "So, you know me. No, I must go to London tomorrow."
"And before you leave, will you help us understand the strange death of Sir Charles, and now this poor man's death?"
"It's not an easy case," said Holmes. Stapleton looked at Selden's body. Then he turned to us.
Let's leave this man here, and I'll call the police in the morning.
Thank you, said Holmes. We must get back to Sir Henry.
We started on the path to Baskerville Hall, and Stapleton went back to his house alone.